primary intention with these themed islands is so that we can do a more vertically specific user acquisition experience. I should, somewhere on the internet, I will see something, could be an ad by us or by a resident saying, hey, come here or do this. And you take this action. When you go down that funnel, as we call it, to click on this banner or ad or blog post or whatever it is, and then you come to a landing page, and then you go through a registration flow, and then ultimately you download the client and you get inside of Second Life and you now land in a place. We want to make that journey as consistent in messaging. So if your expectation is to go to a particular context of whatever it might be, some subject matter or a theme or whatever it might be, you don't feel like you suddenly lost what that was. Today you might see an ad and then you come into sort of a generic experience and boom, you get dropped in this generic welcome island and like good luck. It's a little bit like you want to go to a particular place in the city and we basically just drop you off the airport and say good luck, right? And so we're trying to make that onboarding experience being more sort of contextually relevant all the way through and see how that measures up against sort of the generic onboarding experience so that you have more sense of, I'm going to get what I was looking for in the first place when I started this journey. And we want to do it in a way that we can ultimately scale them so we can do lots of different campaigns or acquisition initiatives and see if we can just get better conversion rates and ultimately then also better retention because you feel like you got what you were looking for. It's a tricky thing to figure out, and so we're kind of in the early stages of starting some tests and then finding, oh, we did this wrong, so tweak some things and then try it again. And then ultimately, once we have some successes, then we can decide how we expand on having more of these themes and what themes work and don't work. But it's really about, you know, trying to improve the acquisition flow and ultimately the cost of user acquisition so that we can get, you know, more people in here at lower cost and also set people up for what they feel is a much more successful onboarding journey. So this is going to be a lot about testing and validating.